It is a Tag Team Wednesday here on Sportsline. Brett Hollander with the Missile, Kadri Ismail. We shift gears now to college hoops, and the Maryland Terrapins start their season Friday night in New York City, in Brooklyn to be exact, against UConn, led by third-year head coach Mark Turgeon. He joins us now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well, and I guess you're ready to tip this thing off. How has it changed for you year one now to year three? I know, obviously, you've brought in more of your guys, but how has it changed implementing your schemes and everything else?
It's changed a lot. It's, you know, first year was what we inherited. Second year, we had a young team and a lot of guys, and we got better as the season went on. This feels like feels right, even with the Seth Allen injury. It feels right. Guys are stepping up. We're practicing harder. I had to beg them to practice last year. This year they practice hard and, you know, got Donald back. So we got a good team, good group of guys, and it feels right. So hopefully we can have a great season.
When do you know this team is seasoned and ready? What for you as a coach? You've seen basketball for such a long time. Every year has its own set of rules, chemistry, the looks. You know, you talked about, obviously, you know, them not wanting to practice before, but now they do. But what makes that, in a coach's eye, you know what, we're ready, this is a team, and they believe in one another, and they believe in the system?
Well, I think it's the way they approach practice and approach the game every day, and they've been very coachable. You know, I've had a lot of people come through the gym, watch our practice, and they're like, Coach, they're dialed in. You know, their eyes are on you when you're talking, and they take practice serious every day. They take taking care of their body serious, their, you know, whether it's their diet or exercise or whatever they're doing off the floor. It's just, in, you know, academically, they're just much, much easier to handle this year. They're much more into their academics and taking care of that. It's a lot less hassle. So, it, you know, without having a senior on the team, our only senior is John Auslander, a non-scholarship player, you know, it's a pretty mature team for a young team. So it's been good. And we still have a long way to go, obviously, but for this point of the year where we are right now, I'm pretty pleased with their effort.
Coach Turgeon, can you tell us about the Seth Allen injury, the fractured foot? I know it's almost a week old now, but almost exactly a week old, actually. But the long-term outlook, does he return this season?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, it was disappointing. Seth, like my other sophomores, have really improved since their freshman year, and he was really playing well and, you know, gave us the depth that we needed at the guard position. So the plans are, surgery went great. It'll be a week tomorrow for the surgery. 8 to 10 weeks is the, you know, the plan. 8 weeks would be around Christmas. 10 weeks would be around January 9th or 10th. So he's got a good attitude. It was really tough on him at first. He was pretty upset about it, but our plans are to bring Seth back unless we have a setback, you know, as he's trying to get healthy.
When you look at your team, and obviously from a fan's perspective, can you give us a kind of a synopsis of what you hope to accomplish this year? Obviously making a tournament, but, you know, the style of play, what is it, what is the team's MO in winning ball games this year?
Well, you know, our MO changed a little bit when Seth went down. We went down on numbers, so we changed a little bit how we were playing. We were pressing a little bit more towards the end of last year, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do that with the depth. We'll have to play a bigger lineup a little bit more. But we're very long. We're very athletic. We're really fast. Pretty good defensive team. We can do some really nice things offensively. We got drivers. We got shooters. We got post up guys. So we got a little bit of everything, but most importantly, we have really good kids that believe in what we're trying to do. So, you know, we expect to be great. You know, whether that happens, we'll see. But we're on target to hopefully having a great year.
Mark Turgeon, the head basketball coach at Maryland, with us here on BAL for another minute or two. And Coach Turgeon, I know you're probably sick of thinking about this, asked about this, but you do lose the fifth overall pick in last year's NBA draft, or this year's draft, I should say. And he's a big man, and Alex Len, over 7 feet. How do you replace that caliber of player, that kind of size?
Well, you don't replace the size. We have three guys, Shaq Clear, Charles Mitchell, and Demonte Dodd, who are all capable players, very good players. Charles has really improved. Shaq was hurt a lot this summer, but his last 2 weeks of practice have been tremendous. So they'll do it. Demonte Dodd kind of is close to that lane. He's about 6'10 with a long reach. He can block some shots. So, you know, we'll do it by committee. We're different. We're a much different team than we were last year. We play differently. So we'll look different. And we're going to miss Alex. You know, I hate when I look at the box score and I see the DNP coach's decision. He's sitting on the bench there, but he's still not 100% healthy from his surgery this summer. And, you know, I'm happy for Alex. He got a great opportunity in Phoenix. And, you know, life goes on. And I got some good young players that will step up and get it done for us.
Coach Turgeon, when you look at, you know, the NCAA, obviously the rules changed a little bit here. And now there's no more using of the arm bar to impede the dribble. What's your take and how do you help your players adjust to that?
Well, we've worked hard on it. We've had referees 6 times. But we've had a private scrimmage. We played Catholic the other day, and we had them to practice 4 different times. I think we've really worked on it. We've really talked about it. I think we've gotten pretty good at it. We're going to foul. We're really going to be tested Friday with UConn. You know, they got voted the best backcourt in the country with Napier and Boatwright, and they were little quick guys that like to drive it. So we're really going to be tested Friday. But we work on it. We work on guards the ball every day, trying to play without fouling. We have tremendous length, so hopefully we can use our length to advantage and be good, be smart as far as playing the basketball.
And finally, Coach, I got to ask you, everyone across the country is talking about the, you know, incidents that had happened in the Miami Dolphins locker room. As far as Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin and the bullying case, but for you and your team and your philosophy, one, have you ever witnessed a scenario like that as a coach? Two, how do you go about addressing the difference between a rite of passage when guys are trying to, you know, make that connection and that bond, a young player to a vet, and then at the same time when it goes overboard?
Yeah, I really haven't paid attention, to be honest with you. I've been pretty busy, but I kind of get the gist of what you're saying. I think, obviously, that was overboard from what I've heard. Yeah, I think when you bring freshmen in, there's a freshman on our team, Roddy Peters, we're really counting on, but us screaming and yelling at him is really not the direction we want to go. But some of our veterans, whether it's Dez Wells or Nick Fowles, are doing a good job with Roddy and trying to help bring him along because he's going to be really important to us.